Welcome back, guys, to UPS Logistics of the Game. I'm with Coach Smith. Coach, great win against Denver. But before we move on, can you talk about the performance of the three phases of that Monday night game?
Well, it was an excellent night for our football team, and it was fun to see the fans out there really getting into it. When we kicked the ball game off, the stands were packed, and usually in a day game, it's a little of a trickle-in effect, and they were outstanding. If I had to say what was the biggest bright spot, I'd say it was having the people in the stands at opening kickoff. I thought all three phases did some really good things. I liked the way we started on defense, especially with the four turnovers in the first quarter. Offensively, did a nice job. We got to score touchdowns when we're in the red zone and take advantage of the turnovers. And I thought our specialists did a really nice job.
You're going into a unique week. You're coming in on a short week, and then you have to go on a long road trip to San Diego. How do you prepare physically and mentally for this game?
Well, you've got to make some changes in your preparation, and it starts with what you're doing early in the week. You only have one day rest. You're on a six-day week, so the players are coming out for their first practice less than 48 hours after the completion of the game on Monday night. So we're not practicing in pads this week. We want to make sure that our guys are fresh. We've got some guys that have some bumps and bruises, so we're going to do a lot more walkthrough periods in our practices and cut the volume of plays that we'll be running.
San Diego has limited their opponents from getting into the end zone. What do you think they're doing so well on the defensive side of the ball?
Oh, they're playing really sound defensive football in terms of they're up front. They've based out of a 3-4 defense, and up front they've got some really strong guys. They're two gap defenders, and they've been able to get out to some leads, especially last week. And when they get out in those leads, they've got some guys that can rush off the edge, very similar to the guys that we faced this past week, guys that can create sacks and create issues for our offensive line.
Moving on to defense, even with Antonio Gates and Ryan Matthews out, the Chargers still had three passing touchdowns and two rushing touchdowns. What is the plan to disrupting that balanced attack?
Well, Coach Turner does a great job, and even though Antonio was out in the ball game, the tight end caught three touchdowns, his replacement, Rosario. So we definitely have to stop that tight end position, whether Gates or Rosario are playing. And with Ryan Matthews back in the game, it's a completely different element, and we anticipate that we'll see him this week. And we're going to have to be very sound with our run fits.
Is there any difference in preparing for Peyton Manning than there is for preparing for Philip Rivers?
Well, they're very similar in stature. They're basically the same size. In fact, Philip may be a little bit bigger. I think Philip has a tendency to maybe to run a little bit more. He's got some athleticism, and you can't sleep on the scrambles when he's in the ball game. He's got a very strong arm, and we're going to probably see a little bit more of a vertical passing game this week, some more deep balls. He's got a very strong arm.
Can't forget about special teams. What do they need to do for the Falcons to be successful on Sunday?
Oh, they've got to run and tackle. We've done a very good job through the first two ball games, and our cover teams are going to have to win their one-on-one matchups. Coach Bisacci, their special teams coordinator, was at Tampa, so there's a lot of familiarity with what we do and what they do, and he's brought a lot of guys from Tampa with him that are playing on special teams. So it's really going to be about matchups, and the guys that have to win their matchups are the guys that are getting the one-on-ones.
Well, Coach, good luck on Sunday, and thanks.
All right, thank you.
Guys, don't forget to check us out next week when we preview the Panthers for the UPS Logistics of the Game.